Well, this dick doesn't lie. If it sees something it wants, it tells me loud and clear. Yeah? I asked seductively. What does it like about me? My fingers crept up to his waistband and pulled on them, and I slowly put my hand inside. Your lips, he said breathlessly before planting his luscious, juicy lips on mine and kissing me deeply. I returned his level of passion, and we both moaned softly. Our lips parted, then, allowing our tongues to intertwine and dance erotically with each other. I pulled away from the tender kiss and asked, "What do you want to see these lips do?" He pulled my head closer to him so that my ear was right next to his mouth. Lightly biting and kissing my ear, he stated, "I want to see those lips of yours wrapped around my dick. I want to see them bobbing up and down on my shaft and sucking up all my pre-cum." He threw the blanket off of us, then revealing what was going on under the sheets. I myself had a growing erection and I had been slowly jerking him off under his pajamas. I would wrap my hand around the base of his thick cock and slowly stroke upward, ending at his head in a corkscrew motion before moving at an agonizing speed back down his dick. He shimmied out of his pajama pants and I was able to see his cock in person. It was way bigger than what I had felt just moments before. My eyes opened wide and I gasped. "Fuck, that's huge," I whispered. His length was actually just above average, but what he lacked in length, he made up for in his unbelievable girth. The other thing I noticed was just how veiny his dick was. I always liked a veiny cock. I eagerly got down on my knees in front of him and got to work as he took off his shirt. He was pretty muscular and had the beginnings of a six-pack peeking through. I started with his balls, taking each one in my mouth and moving it around with my tongue. As I was covering his balls in spit, sucking each one in my mouth, and listening for his glorious moans, his cock plopped itself right over my face, and I felt a near constant stream of pre-cum flow from the head of his uncut dick. I planted my lips over his head and expertly maneuvered my tongue, lapping up the most pre-cum I had ever seen. He threw his head back and moaned as my tongue flipped at his frenulum. He grabbed the sides of my face and slowly pushed me down his thick shaft. I had trouble going all the way down on account of his massive girth. I enjoyed tasting warm beads of salty pre-cum drip down my needy, tight throat. "Oh, fuck," he moaned, looking at me latched onto his cock. He pushed me further down as I spluttered and gagged on him. "You can do it. You're so fucking good. I know you can." We tried for many minutes, but I still couldn't reach his base. I pulled off of him and slobbered on his handsome dick. He pulled me towards him and we kissed again. I stood up and stripped for him, while he watched with wonder and awe. I repositioned so that I was straddling him, my ass hovering just above his huge cock. I lowered my ass gently on his head and exhaled as I struggled to fit his head in my tight ass. "Oh, yes. That feels so good," he moaned. He now had his hands gripping my hips and was inching himself inside of me. Every few moments we would stop to let my hole expand to accommodate his girthy penis, and during this time we would kiss or bite each other's necks. I playfully nibbled his collarbone as he slid deeper inside of me. I gave him a proud grin when he was balls deep in my ass. He raised me up and down on his cock while I jerked off, moaning from the pleasure. Feeling the veins of his dick pulsate and hearing his sexy moans with each stroke was such a turn-on.